Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Friday, October the 29th, 2010. This is an update of yesterday, October the 28th, yesterday's report on the North Carolina House. Headline, North Carolina House GOP Caucus Likely Majority Party. North Carolina House Republican Caucus can count on 64 seats in the 120-member North Carolina House of Representatives. 66 if the five or so toss-up races split evenly. All political indicators, money, momentum, turnout, and political warfare leadership point to a GOP majority after next Tuesday's elections. Check out today's Investors Political Daily House report, and you will see that Tom Murray, Morrisville Town Councilman and Republican nominee in Wake County, House District 41, is now favored to defeat appointed incumbent Chris Hagerty, a Democrat from Wake County. Today's Investors Political Daily also shows that Johnny Dawkins, Fayetteville City Councilman and Republican nominee in Cumberland County, House District 44, is now favored to defeat appointed incumbent Diane Parfit, a Democrat from Cumberland County. Update Friday, October the 29th. According to a new Survey USA poll conducted October the 25th through the 26th for the Civitas Institute, Republican candidate Johnny Dawkins is maintaining his lead over Democrat Diane Parfit in the state House District 44 race comprised of Cumberland County. Of the 300 voters surveyed, 49% said they would vote for Dawkins if the election for state representative were today. 44% said they would vote for Parfit, and 7% are undecided. However, and this is a big however, among those who are most likely to vote in 2010, Dawkins's lead increases to 56% to 37%. The Civitas News release dated today, October the 29th, also noted that Rick Glazier, Democrat from Cumberland County, is now trailing his Republican opponent, Jackie Warner, Republican Cumberland County, by 10%. Warner has 51%, Glazier 41%. Warner is the wife of former Representative Alex Warner. This race has been moved to a toss-up race on today's Investors Political Daily North Carolina House report. Bottom line, Republican totals. Republicans have 29 candidates with no opposition. 22 who are likely winners because they have an uncontestable political advantage. Most often, that's the district. And 13 favored Republican candidates, bringing their likely total to 64 wins next Tuesday, 66 if they split the five toss-up races evenly with the Democrats. The majority party needs only 61 seats in the 120-member House. Looking at the bottom line numbers for Democrats, Democrats have 11 candidates with no opposition, 28 candidates who are likely winners because they have an uncontestable political advantage, and 12 favored Democratic candidates, bringing their total to 51 wins next Tuesday, 53 if they split the five toss-up races evenly with the Republicans. Republicans have had a double-digit momentum advantage all year, and the biggest story of the fall, Wednesday, Charlotte Observer. Jim Morrill writes a story headline, North Carolina GOP narrows fundraising gap on Democrats. Here are the highlights. Republican fundraising is up twice as much as 2008. Republican fundraising is up three times as what it was in 2006. How about the Democrats? Democrats are $2 million down from where they were this time in 2008 and $1 million down from where they were this time in 2006. Game over. Democrats have held a majority in the North Carolina House and Senate because of their 2-to-1 financial advantage. That gave them the extra resources every election cycle to protect their base and win the toss-up races and raid Republican districts. Democrats no longer have the financial advantage. Game over. Well, there you have it. Investors Political Daily, October the 29th, 2010. Thanks for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.